Welcome to Shomach Shova on the Daf. We're holding in Zvachim Daf Nun Zayin. The Gemara ends the Perek Ezum Mekoyman, and then the Nun Zayin on base. The Gemara speaks about the Korban Pesach. The Gemara tells us that this our Mishnah holds the Kablozo Ben Azayo. The Korban Pesach can be eaten until Chatzos Midei Raiso. You have a very limited amount of time you can eat Korban Pesach, and that is only from beginning of the night until Chatzos. And the Gemara ends by saying this is really the Mahalach of the Mishnah. All the limitations of the Pesach are Midei Raiso. You can eat only limnuyov, only people that appointed themselves on the carbon. You can eat only a night. You can eat only techatzois. You can eat only tzli, only roasted. So Mishnah Chochma says, Dover niflamoid, in Vayikra Perek Chav Gimel Pasuk Chaval HaPashas Emor. He says, in general, we find that there are mitzvahs and there are avoidas that bring us, Am Yisrael, together to be with each other. You have Gmilus Chasadim, Shumus or Maisus, is when we care about other people. And then we have a din of Yom Tov. And Yom Tov, he says, they're matir to be metaltal, you could carry on Yom Tov, because one of the people should be able to give food to each other and be together and carry and enjoy each other together. And that's the idea of melechas oichel nefesh mutter. A person can come and invite on Yom Tov as many guests as he wants because he can prepare food. We're getting together, we join together to be as uma achas together. And that's why we have in Yom Tov aliyah l'regel. All Am Yisrael gets together. But then we have times, we have avoidas that have to do with what we have to do for Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the idea of Shabbos. And Shabbos, you're not allowed to cook. You have to prepare before Shabbos the food you want. You can't suddenly, in the middle of Shabbos, invite another 50 guests. You're not allowed to carry. Every person, the Ikar Avoidos, sitting on your own, in your house, learning Torah and connecting to Kadosh Baruch Hu. These are the two types of mitzvahs that we have, says the Mishnah Chochma. What about Pesach? So you would think Pesach is a Yom Tov. But says the Mishnah Chochma, Pesach, you see that we are limiting the amount of interaction with other people. How do we see that? Because Korban Pesach einu nechol el limnuyov. You have to appoint your close relatives and friends, and that's the only people who can eat the Korban Pesach. I can't invite outside guests to come and join me in Korban Pesach. Because the idea of Pesach is really not the focus of getting Am Yisrael together, but the focusing on the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this connects to the Maharal, Gvur Hashem, Peres Samech, and other places, that he says, if you realize the entire Korban Pesach is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're dealing with Hashem Echot. That's why everything has to be Echot. That's why Bevayis Echot Yochot. You can't eat in two different places. It has to be in one room. And it has to be only Menuyov, only people that are Jew in the Korban Pesach in the beginning, because it's one. It has to be tzli, it has to be roasted. It has to be roasted because it needs to be roast, makes the meat very hard and intact. Now like cooking, which makes it very soft, it has to be echot. And that's why it's set tomim ben shono. Tomim is 1 year old, it's one. So he explains the Maharal why, because Korban Pesach is connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's the fact that we join in Kodesh Baruch Hu in Pesach, Am Yisrael becomes the nation of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we're being a Korban connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's exactly the point of Mishnah Chochma, that's why Korban Pesach is not the idea of bringing Am Yisrael together, but it's the connection to Hashem. It says in Mishnah Chochma, that's why it says in the Pasuk, we call Pesach Shabbos, v'safartem lachem mimochers haShabbos. Why is it called Shabbos? Because Pesach is a p'china Shabbos, p'china of a connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu, not to Am Yisrael. Now why is that so? So Mishnah Chochma himself says, because Pesach was before Am Yisrael become a nation, fully nation. Because as he goes on and continues to explain, Am Yisrael becomes a nation only when they receive the Torah. Then it's Ki Yishechad B'lev Echad, then you become Am Yisrael. Pesach is before. So therefore the focus there is on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can add that even more, what the Arizal tells us. The Arizal says, that you should know that Pesach is something which is called the Saruso de Leilo. It's coming from above, it's awakening from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Am Yisrael didn't deserve to go out of Mitzrayim. So Kadosh Baruch Hu had to come and niklo aleh melech malchei amlochim v'galim. Kadosh Baruch Hu came from above and redeemed them. It's more of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's doing than our doing. And that's why the focus in Korban Pesach is LaHashem. And this may be the pshat here in the Gemara, that you also eat till chatzos. You have a very limited amount of time. So taking the Mishnah Chochma's idea, the pshat is, when other korbanos have tried to make it very convenient, you have time to eat it, you can eat anywhere you want, you can eat any way you want to cook it, everything is allowed to make the korban chaviv and enjoyable. But when we talk about Korban Pesach, it's not for you, it's for Kodesh Baruch Hu. So we have a limited amount of time, a limited amount of ways, a limited amount of how to do it. Including that is that also we have only a few hours to eat the korban, because it's not b'chinas ha'odos, b'chinas ha'kodesh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, what happened in Chatzos? That's when Niklu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So So focusing on the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu belongs to Chatzos, that's why you need the Korban Pesach to Chatzos, because the whole Korban Pesach is a chibur and a focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shavah Shirim, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.